Hello, welcome to Dear Future Husband Radio. This is your host, Sada. And tonight, I wanted to do a topic that's really been on my mind. And it's about the importance of building a relationship with your children and having an open relationship with them so they can talk to you about anything. You know, a lot of times us as parents, we tend to, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to feel that way. You're not supposed to say those things. But children have feelings too. And a lot of times they tend to suppress how they really feel because they want to satisfy their parents. So I feel like us as parents, you know, we need to, and for those of you all that are parents, we need to, you know, try to start being more available, if that's the word to use, because I know, like, my children, my oldest is 15 years old, and he's a male, and he's into his video games. He's not really into communicating a whole lot. You know, I can ask him, you know, how was school? Oh, it was good, Mom. You know, no elaboration on it. But I try to get down in depth with it because I need to know, really, how was your day? Like, what did you do? What's something that happened to you today? You know, I don't want it to be like, oh, it was okay, Mama, and that was it. But my daughter, my 14-year-old daughter, she's different because I find myself being a little bit harder on her because I know that daughters especially need a little bit more guidance, you know? Not saying the boys don't, I'm not saying that. But in my opinion, the girls need a little bit more guidance. And girls are more so followers than boys, you know, with raising children. Of course, you know, I have both sexes, and the females tends to be the most following, you know, peer pressure, that type of issues versus my son. So with her, I try to talk to her. Her biggest downfall right now is social media. And I feel like, you know, which for teenagers, social media really should not be available. I don't understand, you know, why it isn't a bigger security for children. But, I feel like, you know, we need to communicate. We need to know who they're associating with. We need to know their friends. We need to know, you know, their whereabouts. It shouldn't be anything in our children's life that we shouldn't know. You know, and another thing too that I've learned through experience, please, if you have a gut feeling about something, believe it. Okay, if you have a gut feeling that something's not right with your child, believe it, because it's probably not. You know, it's probably not. It's just so much that these children can get into these days. It's so much. It's so many temptations. It's so many, just peer pressure. It's so much. And an idle mind, they have to stay active, because an idle mind, you tend to become curious. You tend to be more mischievous when you have nothing to do, nothing extracurricular to do, you know? So that's why even like on the holidays or whatever, around holidays time, like now, you know, they're going to be out for school. I want to try to do things with them that's going to be productive. You know, let's go to the museum, or let's go to the aquarium. I want to do things that's going to keep their mind occupied and not just in an idle state, because that's when other things become fascinating, you know? And that's why I think it's important for cities and counties to have, and states to have, teen centers and teen events. But where I live, there's not a whole lot of things for teens to do. So that's why it's important, if you live in a city or state and there aren't a whole lot of options for you and your children to do activities together, or for your child to be able to go and be around other teens and supervise to do things, find things to do around the house. You know, find, if it's not but once a month, you know, do a family outing. Because, like, okay, with me, my girls, you know, I tend to take my girls out. I haven't had a mother-son date with my son. I might do that one day next month. But I do the mommy-daughter dates. and we go out to dinner, you know, we might go to the movies, we might go bowling, you know, we find something to do once a month together, just me and all my girls, because they need that time from me. They definitely need that time, you know, so we gotta make time, because if we don't make time, they're gonna find time doing other things. They're gonna find other things to do to occupy their time. So, you know, we have to really just, as parents, you know, enforce, and also accept. Now, these are words that we need to remember: enforce, accept, elaborate, understand. You know, we have a part to play too in our children's growth and development. You know, a lot of times we blame the child, oh, they so bad, or they so this and they so that. But sometimes we play a part in that. We play a part in the reason why our children are behaving the way they are. So we have to hold ourselves accountable. We have to recognize the issue. We have to also do what we have to do to correct the issue. Because if we don't, that's when it's going to be a problem. Okay, that's when it's going to be a problem. And I had no idea that teenagers, you know, oh my God. I mean, I know I've been a teen before, and I know I did my things, but teenagers these days are exposed to so much more than we were. We didn't have a computer, our personal laptops. I'm 36 years old, so in my era, we didn't have, you know, computers and cell phones and stuff. You know, we had a house phone, and you had a TV in your room. If you had those two things, you're doing good. So, it's like now you can literally talk to people, send pictures, do this and do that, and from whole different states. And, you know, you can make up a whole different identity. You got people making up identities. It's just too much. So, we have to keep a close eye on our children. Not only our girls, but our males too. Because our boys and our daughters are being victimized. You know what I'm saying? They're being victimized. They're being preyed upon. So we have to really keep an eye open for these things and monitor their whereabouts and what they're doing. I thank you so much for listening to Dear Future Husband Radio. Have a good night.